There you go.
Okay. Yeah, you said to push 9 pounds.
I meant to say star 9. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So welcome, everyone, to our Heart Share class. Tonight we have a heart stream with Jesus given through David Christopher Lewis. My name is Barbara Gabbert, and I'm in Dallas, Texas. My husband, Philip, is also broadcasting this class over the Internet as well. So we're doing double duty tonight. Now, I'm going to mute everyone. And, I'm not sure how I do that. Donna, I'm looking for my instructions here. I had them, and now
I think it's star 5.
Star 5?
Yeah, you find your instructions, though. I don't have mine right here.
Okay.
Okay, that's
okay,
just...
Okay, I have muted everyone now, so...
Good.
When you need to speak, you click star 6 and say your piece, whatever, and then click star 6 again, and that will mute you again. If you are watching this program online, do not use the telephone numbers you received in your email or snail mail letters until after the master finishes.
Donna, I can hardly hear you.
That's Barbara.
I'm sorry, Barbara, I can hardly hear you.
Is that better? Is that a better volume now?
Lee, speak up and hit star 6 again and let her know.
Is that a better volume, Lee?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, well then it's on her end and I can't do anything more about it, so
just be sure you speak a little bit louder because of the competition we have.
Right. Okay, I will continue. Again, if you desire to speak, you press star 6, and then when you're done speaking, you press star 6 again to mute yourself. If you're watching this online, do not use the telephone numbers you received in your email or snail mail letters until after the master finishes answering questions. The class will be sealed, and we will go to our informal time of announcements and prayer requests that you have. We have lots of answers to prayer. And tonight, we have a special live class with Jesus speaking through his amanuensis, David Christopher Lewis. At the end, in about 45 minutes, you are invited to stay with us on the telephone for a time of praying and hearing updates regarding the Heart Center activities. If you're listening online, use the telephone number previously sent to you if you would like to join us at the end of our class to hear, because that part will not be broadcast over the Internet. You will hear more about Heart Center opportunities in which you are invited to join us, ways to grow spiritually with us in the Heart Center community, and answers to any personal questions you might have, and we will do prayer requests and prayer time at that time also. I would like to read our mission and our vision of the Heart Center. Our mission: within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. And now I would like to give our opening invocation. read the following prayer with me. It should be on the back of your snail mail letter invitation or in the email that you received inviting you to this class. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God, for your light, your love that overflows as we emanate it out to the whole world, going forth in great victory to our brothers and sisters. And thank you, Jesus, for your loving presence and inspiration as we hear and study your words to us this evening. And thank you, Archangel Michael and your legions, for your presence and protection of our HeartShare teleclass tonight. We are grateful to David also for being with us. Amen. And now we'll play song number 30 in the HeartShare songbook, Jesus Loves the Little Children. It's also on the letter that you received if you've got a physical letter. So you can sing along with it or just listen. We're thankful for the presence and inspiration of Jesus with us tonight. Visualize how much we have to be thankful for to Jesus and the Masters. Go ahead, Philip. Go ahead, Philip. Again, we are very thankful for the presence and inspiration of Jesus with us tonight. And visualize yourself how much we have to be thankful for to Jesus and the Masters. Again, you are invited to join us at the end of this class to ask questions, learn more about the Heart Center community, and pray with us for another 20 to 30 minutes by telephone only, using the following numbers. So if you're on the internet now and you want to join us for prayer time, please write down these phone numbers if you want to join in the prayer time. It's area code 715-432-712. Oh, you've got a misprint on here, Donna. Sorry. 712 area code 432-0075, and then a voice will come on and it will prompt you for an access code, and that access code is 838471 pound. So that's what you use to join the prayer time at the end after you've listened to the program on the internet. The rest of us are already on the phone. So anyway, it's not quite time. David Christopher Lewis will be on here in a couple of minutes. Okay, I will go ahead with the introduction then. David Lewis was called upon by God through the Ascended Masters to begin the Heart Center community in 2004. He is an author, musician, recent talk show host, conference speaker, husband, and father. He has the gift and responsibility of being an amanuensis for the Masters of the Universal Great White Brotherhood, which I will let him explain. Recent books David has written are Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, Living a Soulful Life, and Light on the Path, and there are more coming. These are essential to help us grow spiritually. We have ongoing book studies to which you are invited to help you learn all you require to fulfill your life spiritually. More on that after class during our prayer and announcement time. Go ahead, David, whenever you're ready.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Donna. And thank you to each one of you who is with us tonight. It is a high privilege and honor to represent our beloved Jesus, the living Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, our Savior, our friend, our holy brother, the love of our lives, our perfect example, and, of course, the one who many of us look to for guidance, for help, for instruction of all kinds, and who responds to every prayer, every heartfelt call, every heart communication that we send his way, because, of course, it is his great joy to do this. Today is Holy Thursday, and Jesus would speak to us now about the dynamics that were at play on Holy Thursday over 2,000 years ago and that are at play today in our lives, because we are walking in the light. We are dealing with many issues in our world, both privately and publicly, both within our families and communities and within the world as a whole. Jesus dictated this message, which I will read now to us, and then if he has any further commentary, I'll speak on his behalf, and then, as appropriate, we will have some questions and answers. So the title of this message is Jesus' Holy Thursday Message on Fulfilling God's Will Throughout Your Life. He says, "Dear ones, a most blessed, pleasant, and uplifting Holy Thursday to each of you. Many of you know the story of my time in the Garden of Gethsemane on Holy Thursday, asking my disciples to watch and pray with me during my own time of deep prayer and surrender to God. I knew what was coming, and yet sought to be strengthened to fulfill God's will during the time of travail that I was soon destined to undergo in a few short hours. The scripture says that as I prayed, I sweat great drops of blood, for I wrestled with a vision of my trial, condemnation, scourging, and ultimate crucifixion. Although these words of the sweating of the great drops of blood was a metaphor, the deeper suffering that I endured was to a holy end, the setting of an example of loving forgiveness and of overcoming death for the salvation of souls. I knew that I was destined to fulfill what was written in the sacred scriptures within my life. Yet I did not know in that hour the full extent of what would occur and the long-term effects it would have upon my current and future disciples. As you consider your path of light this night, I encourage you to see the long-term vision of your soul and spirit, and of how each sacrifice, each moment of surrender and selfless service and giving does yield a divine result as a blessing to others. When you are struggling internally with elements of the path that you walk, including whether to continue with the more difficult tasks at hand or with situations that occur, remember your divine purpose and allow yourself to bask in the light of angelic love to rekindle the desire to keep on keeping on, no matter what. You see, blessed ones, you will never be called to give more than you are able. God provides through each initiation the means by which you can master the energies of the hour and overcome any challenge set before you. Seeking to fulfill God's will within your being is a lifelong process, made tangible through the cyclic testings of your soul, wherein you must choose again and again to follow God's guidance from deep within your being. Thus, when you have made hundreds and thousands of right decisions for the light, it becomes easier and natural to follow the divine thread of God's will in your life. God's will becomes a joyous goal of first attaining and then maintaining a spirit of candor and integrity, an aura of grace that you naturally step into through your higher free will choices. Every disciple must undergo these inner testings to complete his or her earth journey into the full blazing light and reality of the presence where God is tangible and ever available, where the Holy Spirit's divine fragrance is palpable to one's soul and consciousness. Truly the glory of God shone round about me in Gethsemane, because heaven heard my prayers. And beloved holy amethyst, the archaea and twin ray of the archangel Zacchaeus came to comfort and support me in those hours of both personal and planetary darkness. The combined energies of the astral collusion taking place between dark spirits in hell and their henchmen upon earth was difficult for me to bear. Yet when I reached the point of perfect and complete surrender, a cosmic ray of light shone down upon me and around me, and I knew then that I would, by God's grace, conquer death and hell and be resurrected into a new life and a new day of opportunity to live, move, and have my being fully clothed in Christic light. Blessed ones, I am here to bear your burdens now, even as I teach you the way, the truth, and the life of disciples, of initiates, of divine love. Whenever your travails seem too difficult to handle, let go. Embrace my being and essence, and allow, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, the strength and the answer to be yours for your victory in all things. Calling upon the Lord will always yield results apropos for that moment when your prayers are sincere and when you are authentically desirous of living in accord with God's holy will. Now I extend rays of divine light unto each of you as a blessing and a boon to see you through this time of travail, unto the hour of the summer solstice and beyond. May this Easter Sunday bring you the light of the transfiguration, the miracle of the resurrection, and the cosmic joy of eternal cycles unto your own ascension in the light. I am your Jesus, refreshing your spirit in the presence of eternal love. Thank you. So, blessed ones, the great example of Jesus surrender in the Garden of Gethsemane is a pivotal event in the history of mankind. He decided at that point to allow what would happen to happen in order that the grace of heaven would be fulfilled within him, and so that he could indeed save the souls of millions and even billions of life streams throughout that time unto the present and into the future. He was indeed the fulfillment of the law of Scripture as the living Messiah. He was fully clothed in the light of God as he communed with the Father, the I Am presence of all life, as he listened and obeyed the inner voice throughout his life, as he was cognizant of his mission, even from an early age, and we know of the story when he was 12 in the temple in Jerusalem, when he said, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" to his parents when they returned, having gone toward home, in Nazareth, and then realizing he wasn't with them, and so they had to return. And he was speaking to the doctors and others, and they were amazed at his wisdom. So even then he knew that he had a great mission. And I believe that many of you knew from an early age that you had a great mission in this life. And so you have studied the Scriptures, you have been faithful in many ways within whatever religious community you have grown up with or now moved into, and you see yourself one with the living Christ light that Jesus bore, moving into your own self-realization in God. And the path that we lay out within this Heart Center community and activity is one where you can be emboldened to proclaim that you too are a son or daughter of God. For Jesus said, "Know ye not that you are all sons of God? Ye are sons of God." And he was quoting from Scripture when he said, "Ye are sons of God." Yet you say that I blaspheme when I say that I'm the Son of God. So when we equate with the light that Jesus bore, because he said, or it says in Scripture, that he was that light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The Christ is the light of every man, woman, and child that cometh into the world. We must acclaim it, proclaim it, and then more importantly, be it. And when we live in that reality, in the living light of our presence, communing with Jesus and others of the saints, East and West, known as the Ascended Masters, who in the Bible are called the saints robed in white, then we receive our intuitional instruction and divine guidance throughout our life, and we can make more rapid progress to overcome our foibles and put aside our negative habit patterns and fulfill what we came into this life to accomplish by God's grace. In all of this, we are humble. We seek to emulate Jesus by honoring what he did by being virtuous in our lives. We seek to follow him all the way through the initiatic path unto our victory, for there is no other choice, really. Some take a long, long road, and others go more directly, and we are choosing to go the direct route as quickly as we can with love in our hearts, joyous, reverent, and even holy. It is always amazing to feel the love of Jesus when he comes to me to convey these messages, which are always important for the hour. And the power of the presence of Jesus in one's life is like none other. It is moving like a cosmic stream that impels you forward on your path. You simply must decide each day to rise and attempt to glorify God and magnify the Lord through your virtuous life, to pray, to kneel at times and call upon the Lord on behalf of family, friends, and others who are suffering, to pray without ceasing, as it says in Scripture, to give your all. There are some souls who, because they are so devoted, spend the greater portion of their day in holy prayer. And as we move through our lives and age, and maybe when we're in those years of our retirement or nearing it, I know that it's time for us to really go within more and to be more on guard and to work more fully for the Lord. Because we may have raised our children, we may have done our work and accumulated a certain amount of wealth or possessions to the point where we don't have to worry too much about our next meal or where we're going to live or those things, and we can concentrate and focus spiritually to help the planet and help others. We can preach, we can teach, we can share. We can testify. We can work with the Holy Spirit and whatever gifts we are given by the Holy Spirit, whether of faith, knowledge, wisdom, healing, prophecy, tongues, discernment of spirits, interpretation of tongues. All of these sacred gifts are God's to give to those who make themselves worthy through humble, prayerful lives, where they will never misuse the gift. They will always use it to help others. And this is our charge. This is our commission. This is really our work and our destiny. I knew from the time I was very young that I had a purpose in this life, and so I attempted to remain pure throughout my life. My mother told me from an early time that every good deed I did would allow heaven to garner in my crown jewels. I would earn a jewel in my crown for every good deed that I did, and I desired to do many good deeds. And, you know, I come from a large family in the Midwest near Chicago, a Catholic family of 10 children, and a lot of activity happened in our home. And I remember, and I've spoken of it before, yet when I saw the movie on St. Bernadette, it changed my life. And I was probably 8 to 10 years old, and I cried. I cried and cried, and I made my decision then that what I desired to do in this life was to become a saint like her, to become prayerful and to serve others and to love God with my entire being. And it took some time before everything unfolded to where I could do that completely, but even at the age of 18, when I found the Summit Lighthouse, I knew that this was the beginning of a great initiatic path of study and learning and self-mastery, and then it evolved over the next 30 years until Jesus came to me in early June 2004 in my home in Paradise Valley, Montana, and dictated the very first message to me in private in my living room, probably at 6 in the morning after I said a good hour of prayers and my daily rosary. So Jesus has really been with me throughout my entire life. When I was 17, I fasted for 7 days on water and a little honey, and he came to me in a very personal, dynamic way and really entered my heart. And I felt like I was bonded to his heart from the age of 17. I had seen Billy Graham in Chicago with my dad. I had witnessed Catherine Coleman in Chicago, and I felt she was the one who really had the Holy Spirit. And when she came on stage, before she said a word, I could feel the power of the Holy Spirit passing through the entire audience at McCormick Place in Chicago. It was a huge amphitheater place, and my dad and I were in the almost at the very top rows, and as a 10, 11, or 12-year-old, I could feel the energy of God pouring through me in that moment. Some of you may know that she was the inspiration for Benny Hinn, a preacher who works with the Holy Spirit. So what I'd like to do now is offer the opportunity for people to maybe ask questions of Jesus, and I will share if he's willing to answer. So, Barbara, I'll let you kind of coordinate this.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, we do have a couple of questions that came in by email, So I will begin with that. Hold on just a minute. Let me pull up this one here. How does the amanuensis person know a long time before he shares or does a live presentation from a master or angel that this particular being wants to come through him at that particular time with that particular subject? Other times he does not seem to know. Do they tell him how to run a conference? Anyway, several questions, I guess, in there.
Well, when you work with God for a long time, and for me it's been since I was very young, and you heard part of my story, you trust in the guidance that comes through the inner voice. And the inner voice of conscience is your own Christ awareness. And whether it's a master or Jesus, or whether it's your own I Am Presence or Christic Self, you learn to trust and to obey. And that's what I've learned to do. So I don't question the guidance I receive now, because it is such a natural process that I've been doing it for, now I'm 62, I've been doing it for 44 years. You know, so it's like it's second nature, which I call first nature. It simply is what it is. And when Jesus first came that first time, it was very daunting to me because I hadn't had that direct experience, at least in terms of releasing a message or writing down a message. That was what was new. I was always praying to God from the time I was 18 especially, but even before then, going to church and taking Holy Communion and doing the rosary with my family or at church or at school. But, you know, when you're on a spiritual path and the Holy Spirit comes, you know it's the Holy Spirit. And the gift that I received was telepathy. It's also in the Catholic Church called locution. It's the gift of clairvoyance or clairaudience. Okay, so it's, I know instantly when a master desires to come. And when we plan for conferences, they plan in advance and they just tell me who's coming, who would like to come and share. And sometimes they give the title of the heart stream. Sometimes they don't. Many times they do. Even today, I was on the phone with our heart friend coordinator in Australia, in Melbourne, near Melbourne, Australia. They say Melbourne, but we say Melbourne. And the masters told me who would be coming during that time when Boyd and I go to Australia in October. Kuan Yin, Jesus, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Zarathustra, and Gautama Buddha. So I know now, you know, that I have to work on a program for that event and meditate with the masters and see what they would like to share about. When I look back, though, over these 13 years of the Heart Center activity, and you see all the amazing things that have happened and the beautiful messages that have come forth, you have to know that it's real and true by the light, the radiation, the love, the total power of God that flows through. And the audience feels it when they are sensitive. And often what happens to me is the light is so intense that my face gets kind of pinkish, ruby red. Yeah, I mean, that's not natural for most people, right? The radiation is the power of the light of love that comes upon me, and I feel it through my whole being, my chakras, my energy field, my aura, and then my face actually gets, like, tanned. So how could you explain it any other way other than that being the very light of the presence, the light of God? It is phenomenal. So I've learned to trust I don't doubt it. But I usually verify things and ask, sometimes I'll ask twice, okay, is this what you would like? And occasionally they may correct something if I didn't get it perfect the first time. So I hope that answers the question.
As far as I know. Donna, do you have any other questions that people have sent in? Donna, are you listening?
There was, I saw an email from a lady named Janice Abrams.
Okay.
And it's a little different. She says, hi, don't know if this is too weird, but it is really weird to me. I just had a new acquaintance say the Jesus thing did not really happen. I had seen it written online as well. What is with that? The Jesus thing. Well, I can assure you, Jesus is real. And he lived in the flesh on earth. And I proclaim it, and it was true and real. And he did go through what he went through. He resurrected and he ascended. So Janice says, personally, I have an emotional memory of walking with Jesus on the, on the cross, maybe with the cross. I can feel it. When something is that heartfelt, I know it is real because I begin to cry or become teary-eyed. A healer I know said I have a difficult time in this life connecting to him because I feel bad that I could not help him. She said others have the same experience. It felt so right that I began to cry. Also, I have no religious training in this lifetime. Just thought I'd share. So I think that many of us have walked with the Lord either spiritually or sometimes some of us may have been embodied during his lifetimes as Joseph with the coat of many colors, as David, the king and prophet, and also as Jesus. Those were two, and Joshua, that was another lifetime. Joshua, Joseph, David, and Jesus. Those were four lifetimes that we know of. There was one before that on Atlantis. But Jesus, had a mission, and even as David, he prophesied some of what would happen as Jesus. And if you read the Psalms, the 150 Psalms, there's a lot of mystical truths in that that ended up actually manifesting in Jesus' life. So have we walked with him? Maybe. Have we borne burdens like him? Probably, some of us. I think many of us are connected to him in a very deep way. And he is obviously connected to millions and over a billion people on this earth who call themselves Christians, whether they're spiritual or not. I mean, if they proclaim that they believe in him, there is an energy that manifests as a connectedness between his heart and that person. And many people are raised out of previous lives of kind of darkness or sin. And he's there for them. So anyway, that's my response to Janice Abrams' question, comment.
I have a question.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering, this is pertaining to Donald Trump. Is he aware of being overshadowed by the Ascended Masters? Has he had any actual physical experiences or knows that he has been taken to temples of light and shown his mission?
That's not a question that Jesus is going to answer because it's a private thing for Donald Trump.
Okay.
I mean, I think Donald Trump knows some things, and he knows that many Christians are praying for him. There are people that pray right within the White House. There's a prayer group that names, who he's meeting with each day, and they call for the Holy Spirit and God to help him and overshine him and bless him and protect him. I know he knows that people are praying for him, and he got into office partly because of evangelical Christians. So is he fully aware of the Ascended Masters? That's, questionable because he may not know what we know, what we see, what we feel, yet I think he is very intuitive in some ways. And, you know, one of the masters came through me and said that he had been embodied as a famous general in his last lifetime. And before that, he had been embodied as Andrew Jackson, the president. And if you look at what Trump has done, you know, you can kind of see the thread of what's transpired in this life in response to all of the challenges that he's going through. Andrew Jackson was reviled by the press at that time, absolutely hated by the press. And what happened to, you know, General Patton? He was constantly misquoted by the press, or maybe he said some dumb things and they blew it out of proportion. And if you watch the movie on Patton with George Scott, you'll see how the press manipulated things and hated him. And nothing's really changed, right? So that's why I don't trust the press. And, you know, when you watch Sarah Huckabee and some of these sessions, you know, in the White House with the press corps, it is absolutely unbelievable how prejudiced people are in the press against this president and conservatives in general.
True.
And it's very distasteful to me to see level of ignorance and of collusion to try to destroy this man and what he's trying to do. Not that he's perfect by any means. He has, and we probably found out about that this past week, right? And the press is playing it up to no end. However, I know that many prophesied that he'd come into power as and become the president. And even with all of his negative, you know, traits and his over focus on certain things, including women, he is doing a great work for God. And he's trying to unravel some of the, or as much as possible, of a lot of the evil that was promulgated in the last 8 years, but even before then, with even other administrations. So it's not just the previous administration by any means. The deep state is very deep, and we together are working to expose it, to bring forth God's light and God's will into every area of our government and of our society, and especially through the media, to expose what's really going on so that we can right it and we can have a country that's founded on divine principles again, because as a people, we've gotten away from God. We've taken prayer out of the schools. We've, you know, legalized abortion. We've legalized gay marriage. And I can tell you, these are not the ways of God.
Yeah.
So we are working to bring America back to its founding principles and to a divine design. And although, you know, God will use whoever he will use, and he, by God's grace, is using Donald Trump, even with his human imperfections and his foibles and, you know, eating McDonald's in bed and stuff like that. So, you know, we all have our stuff, right?
Yes.
I can tell you, though, it takes someone with as thick a skin as he has to deal with the energy of darkness that he's had to deal with. And because he is smart and because he doesn't care what people think at some level, even though it seems like he cares too much about what people think and what the polls say, but ultimately he's trying to help our country right itself.
Mm-hmm.
So does he know the Ascended Master is overshining him? His soul knows. That's the important thing. His soul knows. Even if his outer mind doesn't know, his soul does know.
Yeah. I have a question that I got from somebody. I didn't have a chance to send it to Barbara, but it said, the person said, in my Bible, Jesus says that his disciples will be doing greater works than he did. Are there any people on earth, light bearers or light workers, that are doing greater works than Jesus did?
Well, there's a book on the life of St. Francis of Paola. And unfortunately, it's out of print, and it costs a lot to buy it. I have a copy paperback. Boyd Batten told us about this book. When you read about the life of St. Francis of Paola, you'll be absolutely shocked and surprised. He did many, many, many miracles, some of which are humanly unbelievable. I mean, you just can't even believe them. Padre Pio did many miracles. He could bilocate. There are many, many saints who have lived who have done phenomenal miracles and bilocated and healed hundreds and sometimes thousands of people. I've explained a little bit more about what these greater works are, though, in another Heartstream, and part of it has to do with the fact that we can impact life on a grand scale through the technology we have today, through the internet, through broadcasting, and through emanating light. When we are initiates and we accelerate the light in our aura and our chakras, and we learn how to meditate and pray very dynamically, we can impact millions of people on the earth simultaneously. And I believe that this is part of the greater work. Now, you know, can anyone really rival what Jesus did? In one sense, you know, very few, if any, because in the few short years that he had his ministry in the Palestine area, it was just phenomenal what he did. The healings, the, you know, the teaching, the emanation of love and forgiveness. Yet that wasn't the totality of what he did. And the Bible says if everything was written down, even the world couldn't hold the books. So I think most of us don't spend as much time focused on the light at the level of what Jesus was able to do in that lifetime. However, with the technology we have now, we can put so many beautiful things up on our website. We can collaborate with one another. We can have local sessions with our heart friends in Dallas and elsewhere where we get together and pray and do alchemy and miracles. And so I've seen many miracles in the Heart Center. I have seen people make a call and God answered that call almost immediately, sometimes immediately, sometimes like the next day. I have literally seen miracles happen in our movement. And I have seen miracles when I'm at booths and at expos. And Kathleen Alexander can testify some of these miracles that have happened with even physical healings. And, you know, I don't seek any notoriety. I would rather remain unknown because with notoriety comes a lot of problems, you know, in press and people fawning over you or whatever. And, you know, Jesus had to get away sometimes and go into the wilderness to get away from people because it was so daunting that he could heal people that they were all after him all the time. So it's kind of a blessing not to be as known because with that comes an added burden. So I like, and I think in our Heart Center community, we kind of like the fact that we aren't as famous because we can be under the radar and not receive as much opposition from the dark forces. At least that's my take on it. You know, I've explained to people, if we expand too fast and if we grow too much, you know, and we're not ready for the masses of people, if we started having physical healings and other things, it would be almost overwhelming. And the burden of the responsibility for some people, they would crack under it. Mm-hmm. So we do our work with great love and devotion and praise of God. We do it to glorify God, not for any human glory. So I hope that answers your question, Donna.
Yes. I have one other question from a lady who said, I hear people doing a Holy Spirit prayer on your broadcast. When do we do a prayer to just Jesus, or is it okay to just call on one person instead of a lot of people or a lot of beings?
Of course you can just call to Jesus alone. What happens when you call to more than one is that you are collaborating with it like a giant family in heaven. You know, the holy brothers, it's, you know, the saints robed in white. If you call to an entire fire department who responds to a fire, you're going to get better results than just one firefighter coming in a car. He won't be able to operate the machine that can put out the fire. So heaven has teams, and we require these teams to do certain greater powerful work. So yeah, you can call to Jesus, and that's great, and I do. When you call to 20 or 1,000, you get a more dynamic, response. And so there's a lot more power and possibility for greater miracles. So you never limit God. And Jesus can work miracles anywhere he chooses based on what God's will allows.
Mm.
Yet part of the dynamic of why we name all these names of masters is because there's a momentum that we tap into, and they're like, they have these cosmic teams. Like when you call to the seven archangels and they all respond at once, think of that. It's more powerful. Remember what Jesus said. Know ye not that I could call for, 10 legions or whatever it was of angels and they would respond? He even knew the science of calling for legions of angels. So use that scripture and understand the dynamics of the power of calling on numbers. You know, we have the principalities and powers of darkness, but we also have the principalities and powers that are the angels that are named that. The seraphim, the cherubim, the thrones, dominions, powers, virtues, archangels, angels. These are powerful beings, the Elohim. So when you know the science of the spoken word and who the ascended masters are and the saints of heaven and the cosmic beings, you invoke so much more light than just one master. I love Jesus with all my heart. Yet, he can use some support too, right? So if Jesus could have called on all these, legions of angels, know ye not. Donna, you should quote that scripture.
Oh, yeah.
And meditate on that scripture and intuit from it that Jesus himself did this. But
yes.
No one talks about it. I've never heard preachers or ministers or priests talk about that scripture and how, if he could have done that and he probably did do it previously, maybe we should do that,
Mm-hmm. Right. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the questions I have, Barbara. If you have any more, go ahead.
I have one.
Go ahead.
I'd like to know, could you tell us more about the mantle of the great physician and Jesus' mission as a great physician, and to some extent how we can get that mantle?
Yeah, I gave a teaching once of all of Jesus' titles and offices. It was a phenomenal release of all of these mantles that he had, and one of them is the great physician. How did he earn that? He earned it through submission to God's will and a desire to be of service through healing people. Yet he healed both the body and, more importantly, the soul, the mind, the emotions, the whole being. You know, sometimes he didn't heal the physical body, but the greater healing was of the spirit or the soul when someone was internally compromised in their life. And yes, he could have healed their body, but then if they didn't change their ways, they would keep creating the same problem. He understood the psychology of wholeness and the science of well-being and all of the dynamics that are involved in complete wholeness, body, mind, soul, emotions, everything. And he worked on the whole person to heal them, rather than just one part. So this is why he was a great physician. It wasn't just a physical physician. He worked on all the levels that were necessary for the complete healing of the person. I just saw a movie two nights ago on Paul the Apostle with one of my favorite actors who was in The Passion of the Christ, Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in that movie. And he, in this movie, is Luke, the physician. And remember, some of you know, there's a book by a famous author, Dear and Glorious Physician, right? Dear and Glorious Physician. And that was about Luke. And you can read that. Wonderful. You know, it seems to be fiction, but it's really based on Taylor Caldwell's direct intuitional tapping into the Akashic Records. And her illustration of the life of Luke was amazing. So here in this movie about Paul, Luke was with him at the end and receiving dictation from Paul in his letters or epistles to various of the communities that he set up, you know, traveling around the Middle East, Turkey and elsewhere. So Jesus, however, was the ultimate physician, the great physician. How do we get that mantle? We have to heal ourselves first. Remember the scripture, physician, heal thyself. So we have to work on ourselves first, allow God to clean us up completely, internally, and at every level, work on our psychology, pay our debts to life, and when we are clean and clear and whole and pure, then maybe God will use us as an instrument, and we're still going to have to remain humble and not get egoic about the fact that by God's grace, if God uses us to heal someone, we always give God the glory. We don't take any of that glory humanly to ourselves. So the great Jesus was either the greatest healer of all time or right up there at the top, in the top two or three on the planet of all time, because of his oneness with God, the light that he bore, his ability to heal with almost any methodology. He could say, your sins are forgiven, and the person was healed. He could heal from a distance. He did distance healing. He could take spittle and mix it with clay or dirt and then rub it in somebody's eyes and they were healed. He could pray and they were healed. He could look at someone and they were healed. He felt virtue going out of him when a lady with an issue of blood prayed and touched his garment and she was healed instantly. Her flow of blood stanched or stopped. So that is being a great physician. What does it take? It takes complete surrender to God. It takes humility, and it takes being pure, clean, clear, and whole oneself. And then studying the science of life, of wholeness, of virtue. And when you desire to be of service with all of your heart, all of your being, to help others, you can help heal them, but it may be a different, you know, it could be unique for each person based on what the Holy Spirit allows you to be the vehicle for. Now, in my job, sometimes I have to be intense with people to get them beyond a hang-up or a habit pattern or a blind spot in their life that's keeping them in a state of limitation. And the person is asking this question, you know, I love this person with all my heart. I've had to be harsh with this person once or twice, or maybe about 10 times. Why? For that person to grow up spiritually, to put aside some habit patterns that are keeping the person in a state of limitation. And if the person listens and obeys to God within him or herself, and then listens to the masters, if they speak through me, that is a type of healing and wholeness that can be phenomenal and can accelerate you on your path toward your ascension. But people don't realize that healing is a whole science and art. And a lot of what, let's say, Padre Pio did when he heard communion or heard confessions, he would heal people in the confessional. And they didn't even know it until later. What did he heal? He helped heal their souls and their psyche and their spirit. So we in the Heart Center focus more on the healing of the soul than the outer healing. Although I have seen some amazing healings. And Donna herself shared one when she went to Egypt. So I think we've gone way over. But I thank all of you for the questions and thank our hosts. And I probably should stop speaking so that you can do your prayers and everything. So,
well, David, we so enjoyed having you with us. It was just such a blessing. So many people were excited that you were coming tonight. And I thank
you.
And we all thank you with all our heart.
Thank you. And thank you, Philip, for broadcasting it. And I have a little picture of Jesus with children in the background on my table behind me. And I just love that. Somebody gave it to me, and I will always cherish it. So good night.
Good night, David. Back to you, Barbara.
Those that are on the broadcast, you can now transfer to the phone call if you want to continue in interacting with us. Again, that number is
432-0075.
Right. Philip was saying he didn't hear me, so that's why I stopped talking.
Okay. Can you give the access code?
The access code is 838471 pound.
Great. So join us there in a few minutes or whenever you can, because we will start right away since there are a number of people already on that line.
Okay. Well, I'd like to tell about an upcoming event. We've got David Lewis and Boyd Batten, our head AV guy and technical man, are going to Chile in a week or so, and they're going to be down there with our Chilean Heart Friends group in Santiago, Chile, and also in Reñaca, Chile. Be down there for several days, and they'll be having a seminar with a number of heart streams and workshops that they're going to be doing with this group in South America. So exciting stuff there. And then June 21st through 24th is our annual summer conference, our Heart Center Summer Conference. This year we're going to be in Frederick, Maryland, which is just outside of Washington, D.C., and we're going to have a day trip to Washington, D.C., and we'll be going around a lot of the well-known places and monuments in D.C. and planting light and doing spiritual work there for doing our part to help fulfill St. Germain's plans for this nation and to do our part to help drain the swamp. So we're going to be swamp drainers this summer and enjoy working on restoring our country to its constitutional roots. So that's exciting stuff. From what I heard from Donna Dreegan, there's over 100 people already signed up to go on this summer conference. So that's very exciting. Very exciting.
That really is.
So let's see, any other stuff here.
Oh, I might mention that on the front of our homepage, which is heartscenter.org, right in the middle of that page, there is this place called Events and Broadcasts, and you can scroll down and you see everything happening every day of the week, and it's pretty far into the future. Like, for instance, tomorrow we have the Detroit Morning Prayers, Chicago World Peace Prayers, and on Saturday, the Los Angeles Morning Prayers at 7 a.m. Mountain Time and 12 p.m. Swedish time, and they wash the Europe in violet fire. And then at 7 o'clock that night, they have Minneapolis Free Service. There's just lots of things listed on that calendar for anybody who would like to do a quick checkup or remind themselves of what's happening. And on either side of that calendar are the most recent heart streams that have been given to David, and you can watch those. For instance, there's a recent one here. It was a Darshan with Claire DeLee, who was Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and who died, when did she die? Around 1991, I think.
2009.
It was later, yes. That's right. That's when she really sort of slowed down and stopped, was in the 90s. And there's a very good one here by Philos, the Tibetan, who speaks on counterbalancing the darkness of this time. And we had one that I heard again this morning, Azalea, Archangel Azalea, says, allow
them. That was beautiful.
That was just beautiful. So there's so many wonderful things on our Hearts Share page, Heart Center page. And then you can listen to something round the clock called Heart Center Radio that all you do is click on that star or that triangle in the middle of that circle that's on your left side of the page, and you will hear wonderful, inspirational broadcasts, heart streams, songs. The music is beautiful, and you can listen to that to your heart's content. So I encourage all of you that have been on and that have joined us now to do that. Get very familiar with it. Get comfortable with that. Some people say they're not so comfortable. That's because they haven't spent some time going to place and finding out what is available and getting comfortable. You can't hurt your computer, really, by going from place to place, and you can find out a lot. So I encourage you all to do that. Sometimes I get so involved in the radio that I stop and I can't move forward till I hear the end of whatever's happening or join in the song or join in the prayers. It's just wonderful to have it. So go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. Well, we're down to the point where we can share information or ask questions. I did want to share one little story that I thought of that while David was had Jesus speaking through him. And I remember that when I was a child, I used to, Jesus used to come and visit me, and I would be under the covers in my bed, and Jesus would visit me as a little child, my same age, and he would slip under the covers, and we would giggle and whisper and tell each other little things, and it was just sweet and lovely and innocent, and he was my friend. And I didn't realize until I was much older how special and unique that was. And I stopped telling people about it because they'd look at me like I was nuts or something, you know. And so I just stopped sharing those kinds of experiences with people. And but it was very, very special. I've always felt very close to Jesus because he was my buddy.
Thank you, Barbara. At this time, I'd like to ask anybody who is listening to share with us any prayer requests you might have. We will take the prayer requests, and we will all pray for you tonight, and we will pray for you until our next Heart Share teleclass. So if you would like to share something or ask something or give us a prayer request, hit star 6.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee, and I can't go into detail, but would you please pray for Ted that everything is whole and perfect with him in all areas of his body and physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially?
And financially. Now, I know that you said in the past that Ted, almost with his blood pressure and some
that,
other...
That's still an issue. And then there is other things that have surfaced that I can't go into right now.
Okay. We will pray for Ted. I have him down here. Thank you,
okay.
Lee.
Thank you. And pray for me, too, because it's been stressful.
Yes, I'm sure.
Thank you, babe. We love you.
Hello, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. How can we pray for you?
Well, you could pray for me anytime, but I want you to pray for my husband, Wilfredo Ramirez, because he had been ill lately, and he had been to the hospital. So he's a bit weak, and he was diagnosed with having a stroke, but a very slight one because he doesn't have any symptoms of it. So he had other issues with tachycardia and bradycardia, you know, alternating. So we have a bunch of medical appointments to go to starting tomorrow and some next week. So can you pray for him?
Yes. And what is his doctor's name? Do you know?
He has several doctors, and he also was diagnosed with having gallstones. And so he had been having nausea, you know, and that's why I took him to the hospital, because he was vomiting and he was so upset. But then he had a few other issues that they had to address, like his heart, neurology. And so he has several doctors. Let's see, one of them, the one for his abdomen is Dr. Madhak. And he has, and then he has a couple of new ones. One is that I don't know their names because he was in the hospital when they, you know, when
sure.
they referred him. So tomorrow he will go to see the cardiologist, mm-hmm. and then next week he has one for the gastrointestinal, and then the other one is for neurology.
Okay.
So I don't know the.
Okay. Tell me again his first name.
Wilfredo. W-I-L-F-R-E-D-O.
Got it.
Wilfredo. Okay.
Thank you,
and you
Maria.
Know the last name is Ramirez.
Right. We know you and we love you very much.
I love you too.
This is Sandra in Chicago.
Yes, Sandra in Chicago.
I have a big trial coming up next Thursday where I was a victim of identity theft and financial fraud, quite a large amount, and I'm just asking for guidance and direction from all the ascended masters and beloved goddess of justice and liberty and victory, and so all the prayers I can get are most welcome.
Okay. What day is your trial starting again?
April 9:00 on April 5th.
9:00, April 5th. We will definitely start praying for you tonight.
Thank you so very much.
That's my anniversary, so that's a good sign.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome, yes. Sandra.
This is Rebecca from Texas.
Yes, Rebecca.
And, my brother-in-law has been having many strokes. He's on hospice, and they're expecting the big one to come along, but I'd like people to pray for his transition. His name is James Strong.
James Strong.
And
okay.
Also to pray for me. I'm looking forward to two joint knee replacements, and I've had an infection in my left leg for 26 years. Cellulitis, it's gotten really bad, but I've taken antibiotics for 32 days, but it hasn't gone away, and I don't know whether they'll do surgery or not. I couldn't pass the wound care, the physical to get into surgery. I also have atrial fibrillation. Doesn't bother me because I've had a heartbeat all of my life, but it put me on blood thinners and blood pressure medicine, so I won't stroke out during surgery. This is something hereditary. My brother has it and all of his children.
I see.
I think had it. I guess they need prayers to cover all of those things and to go ahead with the surgery or to make wise decisions to discontinue it until my cellulitis was completely gone.
Yes.
And,
We will pray for you tonight, and we will continue praying. You keep in touch with us. Whenever you can call either Barbara or me, feel free, and we will, if you need something to add on to that.
Okay. I thank you for doing this.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Do we have any more prayer requests tonight?
I'd like to pray for Helen Fainer, who just lost her sister this week. Estelle Marie is her name, as you well know. And I'm sure Helen is kind of in shock at this point. Well, maybe not so much that. It's just that she's probably missing her terribly because they've been living together, just the two of them, for many, many years, and I'm sure it's leaving a big hole in her life. So, anyway, I'd just like to pray.
Yes, that's good.
Pray for Helen Fainer, and Philip is saying his back's been bothering him a lot the last couple of days. So, Philip Gabbard's back.
Okay, got that down too. Good. All right. Anybody else on our line that has a particular prayer request? And it can be for somebody other than yourself. It can be for anything in the world that you have particularly laid on your heart.
I don't know. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't know if Karen Kirk is on. She was on in the beginning.
Yes.
Karen,
yes,
you're
was,
on? Okay, go
I
ahead.
Am.
You tell them because I was going to tell about. Go ahead.
I wanted to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving for everyone who's been praying for my husband. He is home now, but I believe the best prayer for him now would be for the healing of the wholeness in his soul and his four lower bodies, because right now his battle is mentally, and of course it's affecting him emotionally,
sure,
and then filtering into the physical and the spiritual right now he's really struggling with. So
you,
I think that would...
It seems like I read that he had forgotten most things for the last 2 or 3 years, but he was up, was that it? And now he's remembering, or he's able to remember now?
Well, it depends on the day, the mood. Sometimes his memory is totally clear and he remembers everything, and other times he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So, yeah, we really don't know where he is right now, but he's definitely not fully here.
Tell me his name one more time.
Sure. John Kirk.
John.
K-I-R-K.
John, right. I just needed the first name. Thank you so much, Karen, because we are praying for him, and we will continue, and we will do it tonight, too, together.
Thank you. I know. You guys are awesome, and I feel your prayers. Believe me, and they're what they're carrying me through, too.
Good.
So I'm most grateful for your prayers.
Good. And I'm so glad that he is making some progress, and we know it's hard when you don't know from day to day, but we will continue. Pray that we will also pray that your souls, yours and John's, will learn the special schooling or lessons that God has for you through all of this, and you will only be stronger spiritually and in your souls.
Praise God. Oh, and Donna, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the process of selling our house and buying another one,
mm-hmm.
and it was under contract, and that fell through, and then we couldn't get a mortgage to buy our other one. So I just really need divine intervention for the right buyer to come on the scene and for, you know, the wisdom to know how to fix our credit problem so that we can qualify for a mortgage.
Okay. We will pray for that too tonight, Karen.
All right. Thank you.
Hmm.
God bless you all.
Yes. And you too.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any more requests tonight before we go?
Yes, this is Lenore.
Yes, hi, Lenore.
Hi, sorry to do this at the end of the call, but I have three prayer requests.
Yeah.
First of all, I would like to ask for prayers for Sol Monroy for her health.
Yes.
I don't think I should be specific because I didn't ask for her permission. I don't know how she would feel about, you know, me saying too much, but for her health.
All right.
Okay. And then I would like to ask for prayers for my daughter, Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
She's been going through very, very difficult times of just a real heaviness upon her heart. Her emotional body is just very difficult for quite some time now. And sometimes it feels kind of alarming. And I just think it's time to ask for some help here for her.
We'll pray for Miriam.
And thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is for my sister-in-law, Karen Peterson. And we prayed for her on this call before, and some of you may be on the prayer team. I put in a request in our prayer chalice. And she is in hospice and is probably going to be making her transition in the next couple of days by her choice to use the end-of-life pill. And that is my real burden is, and my prayer request that she will miraculously have some kind of an awakening that will, she will just have a sense that I don't have to do this. I can handle this and go to, you know, through my last days, you know, just naturally and it'll be fine. And just have a sense that that would be better.
Is she having a lot of pain?
No, she has no pain.
Not having any pain. Yes.
No.
You might just want to sit down and question her a little bit and say, if you were feeling fine without pain right up until the time you die, is there any reason why you would feel this strong need to go now?
Yeah, well, she doesn't feel good and doesn't feel, you know, she's getting a lot weaker and things are shutting down and different systems aren't working so well anymore. So, you know, it's hard. And she felt right from the beginning that, you know, if things get bad towards the end, I'm just going to do this, you know. And so she thinks, you know, things are getting bad and it's like she's afraid of going through, you know, anything much. And it's funny because she's such a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
But not having a sense of eternity or God, you know, it makes a whole difference. She's very liberal, and she just, it's like, well, if I don't have to go through this, why should I?
I see.
Kind of thing.
How does your husband's family feel?
They are exactly on the same page.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will pray for her soul. We will her soul.
Yes.
talk to a person's soul. So we will do that tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lenore. Stay on with us and pray with us.
Okay.
This is Sandra again in Chicago. I'd like to pray for my friend DP, who is going through some healing challenges with his DVT and gum bleeding and bacteria that are life-threatening. And he's a real trooper and has Saint Germain and all the masters at heart for freedom and bringing truth to earth and freedom to all.
What was her name again?
Yeah, what's
his
the name?
His name is D.P. Daniel Paul.
D.P. Daniel Paul.
Yes.
Okay, and Sandra, give me your last name.
Evans, Sandra Evans.
Sandra Evans. Good.
Okay,
okay.
Donna?
Yes.
I have one more prayer request. Anna Bodoff called me today, this afternoon, and she's just having lots of issues with her husband, who suffers from Alzheimer's, as you know, and she's just really worried about him because he's becoming increasingly difficult to live with, and he apparently has changed his will,
mm-hmm.
and she's fearful that he's signed the house over to somebody else, not her,
uh-huh.
and anyway, she's just was kind of in a state this afternoon, so she wasn't sure if she could get on tonight or not because she was very, very tired, she said, and since she's in Florida, it's later there than here, so she probably has gone to bed already, so anyway, I'm trying to think of his name. Shoot. I can't think of it right now.
His name is Jerry.
Jerry, that's right.
Yes.
Husband Jerry with Alzheimer's. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Are there any other prayer requests? And if you're not praying, hit *6. Tell it's time to pray so we don't hear all the noises in the background. And, okay. Just hit *6, everybody that has been saying something and hasn't done it yet. Okay, thank you. All right, who is with us now that would like to make prayers with us?
Donna.
Yes.
Donna D.
Barbara's here.
Barbara. Donna, Dregan, and Barbara.
Dwayne.
And Dwayne. Oh, good.
Lenore.
Sandra.
Maria.
Lenore and Sandra.
Maria.
Yes.
And Maria?
And Maria?
Yes.
Okay.
Cindy?
Okay.
Cindy, Sister Cindy.
Yes. Okay, so I've got Donna Dregan, Barbara, Dwayne, Lenore, Sandra, Maria, and Cindy. That's 7 of us, and me, that's 8. And I have here 14 prayer requests. I'm going to give 2 of them to each of you, and I'll end the thing. I won't pray until the end. I'll seal it. So I'll start with Donna Dregan. Donna, if you will take Lee Lippert, she wants prayer for her husband, Ted, who has, and for his health, his blood pressure, and with their financial challenges right now, his financial challenges. I guess he's worried about it. And then so those two, Lee Lippert and her husband, Ted Lippert. And then if you would take, we'll also take Maria Ramirez, just take her husband, Wilfredo, who is suffering with weakness, with having had a stroke, with a fast heart rate, and dealing with gallstones, and pray for the doctors that he has, that they will be very much in touch and aware of what needs to be done for him. So those two prayers for Lee and Ted, and then Maria Ramirez, those two things. And then Barbara, if you will take Sandra Evans in Chicago's request for this trial that she's going to be going through on the 5th of April regarding ID theft and financial theft.
Okay.
For the success of that. And Barbara, if you'll also take Rebecca Taylor's first prayer. Her brother-in-law, who's having a series of strokes and is in the hospice, his name is Strong, and I don't believe he knows anything about the Masters, but we will just pray for his soul and for his well-being and preparation when he transcends.
Okay.
And then, Dwayne, if you will take Rebecca's health, Rebecca Taylor's health, she's expecting to have two knee replacements, but she can't have them until the cellulitis is gone, and it's not healing. She's having trouble, having been on the antibiotics for a long time, and she's having atrial fibrillation and other challenges that she doesn't, that nobody would want to have, and help her to be strong in all of this and pray for her doctor. And if you would also, Dwayne, take Helen Fenner right now and her pray for her sister Estelle Marie also to have a wonderful transition, and she might even be ascending. She very well could be. I don't know. But we do pray for those two, both Helen and Estelle Marie. And then, let's see, Lenore, if you could take Phillips Gabbert, who has challenges with his back much of the time, and he's been having dental challenges and a lot of challenges with his back and his spine. You could take Philip, and if you could also take Karen Kirk, her husband John, who, as you know, came out of this coma, and he has a memory challenge day in and day out. We don't know from day to day how his memory is going to be. And also, just pray for his healing. Pray for also the selling of their house to the right person, the right buyer. And for them, they have not been able to get a mortgage. So just pray regarding everything to do with their home. Did I give you two things? I think so. Let's see. Sandra, if you're going to pray with us.
Yes.
Okay. If you will pray for Lenore Harris, pray for her request for Sol Monroy. Sol Monroy is a lady that she does transcribing for our Heart Center community. She does a wonderful job of that. I don't know what her health problems are, but if you would just pray for her good health. And also, Sandra, if you would pray for Lenore's daughter, Miriam, who is she's going through a lot of heaviness with her heart and with her emotions. Pray for the lifting up of her soul and her heart and her mind and her being. Help her to just be in joy, to enjoy life and to be full of joy herself. And because like it says in the Word, in the Bible, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So you might want to pray that for her.
Okay.
And then, let's see, Maria, would you pray for Karen Peterson? Who is considering using the end-of-life pill. She's in a hospice right now. She's wanting to die rather than have to experience some of the discomforts that go with having this, I think it's ovarian cancer that she has. And she doesn't expect to live long. So, Maria, if you could pray for Karen Peterson and her attitudes and her soul and her family that are all with her on this. So and we don't always know exactly what's going on in a person's heart and mind, but we do pray for her heart, her soul, to rise above this situation in whatever way possible. And Maria, if you could also take Anna Bodoff, who has a husband named Jerry, who has Alzheimer's, and she's not sure, but she knows he redid the will or was involved with writing his will, and she's afraid he might have turned the house over to somebody else. And then Cindy, if you would pray for Daniel Paul, who is having a lot of problems. This is one of Sandra's requests with his gums, with bacteria. It sounds to me like a mouth, mainly an oral or infection in his mouth, and whatever else is causing this or interfering with his well-being and his health. And also, Cindy, while I have you, would you pray for my daughter, Corina, tonight, for her to be willing, for her soul and her body to be willing to get help regarding her particular addictions. And if you would also pray for Justice Hammond, who's Marsha Hammond, Guyette's son, who's flat on his back basically and has to go through a he has to be taken by a gurney flat on his back to this place to see the doctor for certain things to be done in order for him to continue with his treatment correctly. And it's very difficult and very painful for him to go through this. And then I will close. So if you will all go in that order, when you remember, it goes like this. It's Donna. Donna Dregan first, and then Barbara Gabbert, and then Dwyn, then Lenore, then Sandra, then Maria, then Cindy, and then I'll close. Okay? So, Donna, you start.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, we call for the great healing physician Jesus and Magda, Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, and all of the healing angels, the legions of healing angels, and peace and aloha. Please be with the husband, Ted, and his blood pressure issues and any mental issues that he may have. Help him be at peace. And I ask also that Lakshmi and Fortuna help Lee with any financial problems that she may have. We ask this in Jesus' name. And in the name I am that I am, I call on behalf of Wilfredo Ramirez, and we ask that Jesus, the great physician again, be at the head of all of his physicians, Dr. Maddock, and all of the other physicians that may work with him, and please overshine his heart and complete perfection of his heart and any of the problems that he may have with his heart and any problems that he has with the gallstones. And we ask also that Raphael and Mother Mary be with them and all of the healing angels surround Wilfredo until his perfection in the light. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Am I unmuted?
Yes. Thank you. You're unmuted. You're fine.
In the name of the I am that I am and my Holy Christ Buddhist, I call you beloved Mother Mary, Jesus, Saint Germain, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions of light to enfold Estelle Marie Fainer. And I ask that she be taken to the highest place that she can attain to, and the comfort angels along the way. And we see her in the light. We see her fully protected in the rainbow rays and all the crystal rays for her victory in the light. And we ask, oh, beloved Mother Mary, Jesus, Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, and Faith, and all the angels and beings of light to surround our beloved Helen Fainer. And we see her in peace and in absolute protection of her four lower bodies, that she may come to that place of comfort within and peace within, and that she have what she requires for her physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies to have that peace within her, and that she get the support, whether it means she moves to another area or whatever she requires, that she may have the support of her heart friends, both physically and in every other way. We just see her fully in the light and sealed and comforted and great love surrounding her with the support that she requires. We also call for the healing angels and beloved Hilarion and Servatus and beloved Mother Mary, Raphael and Jesus and Ascended Lady Francesca to encircle Rebecca Taylor and also her brother, James Strong, that he may have the support and the assistance that he requires for his healing and appropriate medication and appropriate diet and assistance that he requires for his, whether it be mobility or just whatever he requires for his wholeness and his strength and peace and what he requires in the medical field. And we also call for beloved Rebecca to have all the support that she requires in when the time comes for her two knee replacements. And we call for the healing light and the violet light and the emerald ray to affect and heal and go to every infected cell in her legs. We call for the surgery, that any potential surgery that she has be in the perfect timing, God's timing, and in the hands of one who truly is God directed and God perfected in his work and in his procedures. And we call for the atrial fibrillation and the blood thinners. The blood thinners are put in perfect balance to exactly what she requires at any time, whether consistency or changes. We see them handling this with perfect exactness, precision, and we see the atrial fibrillation coming into God peace as her four lower bodies are in God peace and wholeness, and the atrial fibrillation just is brought into perfect balance so that there's no longer the fibrillation, but there is the perfect calmness and balance within her blood pressure and her blood and her heart. Her heart is perfect in its beat. Amen.
Amen. This is Barbara. I'm going to go ahead and hop in here since you hopped in, Dwen. And you took one of the ones that was assigned to me, but that's just ducky fine. I have one other request that I forgot to put on the list, so I will include that in my calls. In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Portia, goddess of justice, and to beloved Kuan Yin of the Axe Hand to overshine Sandra Evans in Chicago, to be with her as she goes to her trial at 9 a.m. on April 5th. And that all goes well for her identity theft trial. We pray for the highest outcome and for cosmic justice to reign supreme in this trial, and that she be vindicated completely, that she receive any reparations she's entitled to, and that the guilty parties are brought to justice and held accountable. And we ask the same blessing for everyone who's a victim, who has been a victim of identity theft, that the guilty parties be brought to justice, and that the theft comes to an end. And we know it is done in the name I am that I am. Amen. I also would like to pray for the soul of Jeff Rubeck. He was the husband of a good friend of mine. She's been divorced from him for a little while and was out of state, and she just found out a few days ago that he passed away on March the 9th. So we pray for the heavenly angels to surround his soul, for beloved Maria Estrella to cut him free from all astral entanglements and to escort him to his proper place in the etheric, to prepare for re-embodiment, and for everything to go according to God's divine will, that he be comforted and healed and soothed in every way possible, and that all who knew and loved him are surrounded by God's love, and that the comfort angels wrap their loving wings around them and hold them in perfect peace and happiness and kindness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Lenore?
In the name I am that I am, I call to the mighty I am presence, the Holy Christ Buddha Self, the Twin Flame, the Sponsoring Master, and the Body Elemental of Philip Gabbert to take command of the situations that he is dealing with his back, with his spine, that all may be brought into a perfect alignment physically, spiritually, and in every way, and that his dental situation will be completely taken care of, and that all will come into divine order with the doctors who are working with him, with any inspiration for what can be done for his spine, anything whatsoever. I call to the higher self of this blessed Son of God to bring about the greatest light to bear, to bring perfect, the perfection of this one. And we see him completely whole, and we see him walking around Washington, D.C. with an erect, pain-free spine and a big smile of no problems in his mouth and everything perfect according to the highest plan and God's will. Amen. In the name I am that I am, I call to the mighty I am presence, the Holy Christ Buddha Self, the Twin Flame and the Sponsoring Master and Body Elemental of John Kirk, to come now and to take command of beloved John and to shower him with the perfection of God and the perfection of his higher self and his higher mind and his higher faculties, and lower them into manifestation, into his physical, mental, and emotional body, his four lower bodies, so that they can come into alignment and rise up out of the limitation and the difficulties that he's experiencing now. We call to the angels of healing, call to Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael for the healing of him at all levels of his being. We call for support for Karen as she goes through this with her beloved husband, and pray that she may have the strength and all that she requires to day by day meet these challenges with him. And we see them in great harmony as the days go on, great harmony and joy coming into their life. And we see the God victory of the right person showing up to want to buy their house for the right price at the right time, the right person, everything according to God's will, and for the divine plan of them being able to get the perfect mortgage from the right company, the right percentage rate, everything according to God's will. Accept it done. In the name I am that I am. Amen.
Sandra?
Okay. In the name of I am that I am, and in the name of the beloved mighty I am presence of beloved Lenore, we call upon Archangel Michael and the Legions of Light and the Violet Flame Healing Angels and Saint Germain and beloved Jesus, we call upon you to bestow your healing energies through Lenore. So as she goes about giving her daily work to the healing center for all mankind, that she is also raised into the ascension of the moment, and that beloved Fun Way seals through the eternal pure love from the great central sun pours through every cell of her mind and body so that she radiates that healing energy to all whom she comes in contact. And in the name of my young victory, we declare this is so. Amen. In the name of the beloved mighty I am presence that I am, we call on beloved mighty victory and beloved Jesus to assist and work with beloved Mary and Lenore's daughter as she comes about and listens to the music of the spheres and is directed to the energies of the universe through the angels of the unfed flame and the violet flame angels as they bring about the joy that is as of a child, the newness that she wakes up daily with the abundance of her health and prosperity and her joy of every waking moment and the wonderment of what is around her and what is yet to be done, so that she is filled with the joy and love of what the Ascended Masters make available to her. And may the household of Miriam and Lenore be full of boundless joy and love in all areas, and as they radiate that to all with whom they come in contact. And we thank thee, it is done. In the name of the mighty I Am Presence, almighty I Am, and I Am Mighty Victory's victory manifests now.
Maria? Maria, if you hit *6 to get back on, if you're there.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Hear you.
Okay. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, I call to the blessed mantle of the great physician, blessed Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, and all healing masters. And I pray for Karen Patterson and all her issues that she has in wanting to end her life. I call to all the angels and the saints to surround her and to talk to her and to reassure her that she had nothing to fear, nothing to fear at all, and that the pain that she's anticipating to feel, she may not feel at all. I call to the mantle of beloved Mother Mary and her healing thought form to surround her, and also Anna Bordak and her husband Jerry, and all the issues of Alzheimer or any other issues of the mind, body, and soul. I pray that he be healed in all those areas and realize, because they have moments of real clearness, what he's trying to do, and straighten that up. And all this I pray in the name of Christ Jesus, Mother Mary, and the hearts of every single master of the great universe that is a healing master this night. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Maria. Cindy?
Yes, in the name I Am that I Am, I pray to the healing angels of Mother Mary Raphael and beloved Jesus for Daniel's mouth, his gums, that they become well once again and the infection is gone, and that he is getting the correct procedure to make this happen, or drugs or whatever it takes, and that he's seen his mouth healed and he's not in pain anymore, and that there's the light, the emerald light is shining forth into his mouth, and there's emerald angels surrounding him, helping him with this very, very thing concerning his gums, and that he will be healthy, wealthy, and happy once again. And I proclaim it in the name I Am that I Am for beloved Daniel's gums and mouth. Amen. Now, I also would like to pray for Donna's daughter, Karina. I pray to the heavenly hosts that beloved Karina goes deep within her soul and sees that she really does require some help, and she turns around 360 degrees and sees that, okay, or 180, let's say, 180, and say, okay, I understand, I do need help, beloved higher self. Help me to make the right decisions, to help me to find what I require. And I ask that she lets her beloved mother Donna help her with this, because Donna is so wise and caring, and that Karina is accepts this help. Or if she doesn't accept it, that she herself goes out and finds that help that she requires for her addictions before something really bad happens. So I pray in the name I Am that I Am to beloved Mother Mary and beloved Jesus and the healing angels and her guardian angels to send forth that ray into her very being that's going to make the difference. I call on the violet transmuting flame also to come into action to help her transmute, thinking that she doesn't need help, that she can do it on her own. I call on the violet laser light to descend now into her body temple and her and help her with all that is required at this hour. Amen. I also call for the healing angels and the transportation angels to be with Justin Hammond as he is having to make a trip to see a doctor for him to continue on with his medical practice, that this trip is an easy one and that there's no fear in either his beloved mother, Marcia, or Justin, and that they just be in the moment, and that angels, the legions of angels, will be surrounding them every step of the way, and that they have loving support with all the medical assistance that will be required for this transportation and transition to this doctor's office and then back. I pray for the healing of Justin Hammond and his body temple. Amen. I also like to call on Mighty Vistula and Servatus, commanders of the healing angels, now to come forth and heal with your divine magic all souls that we have prayed for this night, as well as all souls that are on in the prayer chalice in the heart center, with both the healing thought form and the healing heart form. We accept this healing thought form for all souls. We accept this healing heart form also for the perfect balance of Alpha and Omega within the soul, the mind, the heart, and the will. Let that threefold flame come into balance now, Almighty Vistula. As you accept it, see it, know it, and embrace it on behalf of all souls. And through the balancing of that threefold flame, let them know God within, wholeness within, perfection within. Let their selves realize it, sustain it permanently, so that this healing may truly be at all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Yes, the HeartShare team and Heart Center community accepts this in the name I Am That I Am. Amen.
And I call tonight, beloved ones, who help us so much from among the archangels and the angels and the entire group of hosts of heaven. Thank you, Mother Mary, and thank you, beloved Servatus, and Hilarion and Francesca, and beloved Archangel Raphael, for your healing legions and angels that work with us and for your constant encouragement in our hearts. We pray tonight for the healing of Mary Bruton, who has severe cancer, fast-growing cancer, according to her doctor, of her esophagus and her throat, which is closing, which is making it difficult for her to swallow, and she's having a lot of pain. She's kind of by herself in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Difficulty there for her to communicate even from that area where she is. We pray tonight for Sowell Monroy, for her complete healing of whatever health issue she's dealing with as she works with us in the Heart Center. And we pray tonight for Jean Morgan, who has had a lot of pain, difficulty hearing, difficulty seeing, and difficulty taking medication. And we pray for her victory and that she will be very wise in the decisions that she makes. She would consider having somebody that can come in and help her at this time on a regular basis and to let us know how we can help her, even though we don't live near her in the Dallas area. And we pray tonight for the conference coming up in Shelley and for David and Boyd and others that are involved in that conference that will be going on from the 7th of April through the 11th. We pray for a successful trip there and for successful reaching of the hearts that require encouragement, uplifting, and the making of correct decisions with their higher selves that are going to be listening and working with David and Boyd and the team there in Chile. We pray that those that could go and should go will be there at that conference, and it will be very God-glorifying in every aspect. We thank you tonight for this HeartShare team. I thank you for each one of them. I Thank you for each one that prayed with us, Donna and Barbara and Dwayne and Lenore, Sandra, Maria, and Cindy. Thank you for David, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us tonight and for the wonderful, blessed information and encouragement and lifting up and the love that we felt flow from your heart tonight. We ask all these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Donna?
Yes.
Can I give some good news? I was talking with Helen this afternoon, and I asked her when she called David last night to tell him what he said, if you know, and if he said anything about Estelle Marie. And she said yes, that he said that she had accumulated what she needed to ascend, and she will ascend in 21 days because she has some things to do before then.
Wow, wonderful. Praise God for that.
And
that
also,
is,
she needed, Helen needed to get, of course, you know, Estelle Marie is going to be cremated. And so it's hard for Helen to get around. And Helen found a crematorium in her area of Ferndale. And the man actually came over to her house this afternoon. He was supposed to come and talk with her. So I just thought I'd leave it with some good news. Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful news. Praise God for that. We thank you, Almighty God, for lifting up Estelle Marie, and we know that this was probably the right time for her to go, and we are so grateful for her ascension coming up, and we will celebrate it joyfully, all of us. Thank you, Donna, for sharing that with us, and I will say goodnight to all of you because it's about a little after 10. We went a little long, but that was okay. It was a glorious night, and I always appreciate our friends Donna Dregan and Sharon whenever they're able to be there from the East Coast, because I know it's another hour later for them. So good night, everybody, and thank you again for your
good night,
wonderful...
Donna. Good night,
good night.
Donna.